Prophet's Manner of Performing Prayers by Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz.
What's the manner of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, of performing prayers? How can we perform ablution? What about kneeling down and prostration? How to perform the prayer which consists of two rakat or two units? And how to perform the prayer of three rakat or three units? How to perform the prayer of four rakat or four units? What about the supplicatory prayers?
All these questions and others will be answered in this tape.
My Sheikh, first of all, how can we perform our ablution?
To perform completely the ablution, adopting the method commanded by Allah in the Quran.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين.
O ye who believe, when ye prepare for prayer, wash your faces and your hands, and arms to the elbows. Rub your heads with water, and wash your feet to the ankles.
My Sheikh, can prayer be valid without ablution?
The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be on him, said,
لا تقبل صلاة بغير طهور.
Prayer without ablution is invalid.
What after ablution?
You have to turn your face and whole body towards the Kaaba, the holy house at Mecca, intending your heart to perform the prayer which he wants to fulfill. The worshipper in all cases should not pronounce his intention openly, because neither the Prophet nor his companions used to utter the intention for prayer. Thus, pronouncing the intention for prayer in audible voice is a heresy and an illicit action. Whether the individual be an imam or performs his prayer individually, he should make a sutra, a curtain for his prayer. Directing the face towards the Qibla, the Kaaba at Mecca, is an imperative condition for every prayer. However, there are few exceptions for this rule, explained in authoritative books for whom who wish to refer. You must pronounce Takbirat al-Haram. That is to say, Allahu Akbar, celebrating by that the greatness of Allah, and looking meanwhile downwards to the place where you will prostrate. After, you must raise your hands up to the level of your shoulders, or near to the lobes of your ears, while pronouncing Takbirat al-Haram. Then, you must put your right hand over your left hand and left wrist, and put them both over your chest, as the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to do. It is advisable that the worshipper recite this opening supplication, saying,
Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib. اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد.
O Allah, separate me from my sins as you have separated the east and the west. O Allah, cleanse me of my sins as the white robe is cleansed from dirt.
But my Sheikh, are there any other opening supplications?
You may say instead,
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك.
Praise and glory be to Allah. Blessed be your name. Exalted be your majesty and glory. There is no God but you. Or there are other supplications, which you may say, which the Prophet, peace and glory of Allah be on him, used to say in his prayers. It is better to recite these supplications alternately. The first one in the morning prayer, Fajr, the second in the noon prayer, Zuhr. Each one by turn in conformity with what the Prophet used to do.
And now, my Sheikh, what shall we do after reciting the opening supplications?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
I seek protection of Allah against the accursed Satan. Then you can say,
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. And then you must recite the Fatiha, the opening surah of the glorious Quran.
My Sheikh, is it possible to pray without reciting the Fatiha?
No. Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, said,
لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب.
Prayer without reciting the Fatiha is invalid.
Then, my Sheikh, what shall we do after reciting the Fatiha?
You should say Ameen after reciting the Fatiha loudly if the prayer is said loudly, and whisper it in inaudible prayers. To be in conformity with the traditions of the Prophet, the worshipper is advised to recite verses from medium-sized surah of the Quran in the Zuhr, the noon, Us, late afternoon, and Isha, night prayers. As for the Fajr, morning prayer, the worshipper is advised to recite a passage from the long surah of the Quran. He has the choice in Maghrib prayer, from evening prayer, either to recite passages from the long surah or from the short surah of the Quran. Then the worshipper bows in ruku, raising his hands up to the level of his shoulders or ears, while saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Then bends down, making his head and back on one level, and putting his hands with the fingers spread on his knees. The worshipper should feel serenity and tranquility while bowing. He should say thrice at least,
Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
Glory be to my Lord, the Almighty.
Then, my Sheikh, I want to know, are there any other supplications we can say while bowing?
Yes. It is advisable to say,
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي.
Glory be to thee, O Allah. And I praise thee, forgive me my sins.
And now, my Sheikh, what shall we do after bowing?
You must raise your head from your bowing position. Raise your hands to the level of your shoulders or ears, saying, in case of being imam or praying alone,
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ.
Allah listens to him who praises him. While assuming the standing position, you can also say,
ربنا ولك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد.
Our Lord, praise be before thee only. Praises plentiful and blessed as to fill the heavens, the earth, what in between. And fill that which will please thee besides them. But if the worshipper is a follower, and led in his prayer by the imam, he should say when rising up,
رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ مِلْءَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْءَ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمِلْءَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدٍ.
Our Lord, praise be for thee only. Praise is plentiful and blessed as to fill the heavens, the earth, what in between, and fill that which will please thee besides them. It is also advisable for the imam, the follower, or who prays alone, to add,
أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد.
You, Allah, who deserve all praises and all glory. Your praising is the best and most true of whatever your servant can say. We are all your servants. Our Lord, no one can ever deprive aught of what you have bestowed, and no one can ever give aught of what you have deprived. The worshipper is advised to put his hands on his chest, as he had done before he bowed. Both Wa'il ibn Hadar and Sal ibn Sa'id reported that this was the manner of the Prophet, when he used to raise his head up after bowing. Then you must prostrate, saying, Allahu Akbar. Allah is great. You should touch the ground with your knees before touching it with your hands, if that is possible. If not, you are permitted to touch the ground by your hand before your knees. Your fingers and toes should be directed towards the Qibla, Makkah, and your hands should be stretched, and the fingers close together and not separated. In prostration, the worshipper should use these seven organs: the forehead, the nose, both hands, both knees, and the internal parts of the toes. These seven organs should touch the ground. And then the worshipper should say thrice or more,
سبحان ربي الأعلى.
Glorified is my Lord, the Exalted. It is also advisable to say,
سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك اللهم اغفر لي.
Glory be to thee, our Lord, and I praise thee, our Lord, forgive me my sins. It is also recommended for the worshipper to exceed more and more in supplications and ask for more from his Lord, because the Prophet, may peace and blessings of Allah be on him, said,
أَمَّا الرُّكُوعَ فَعَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبِّ وَأَمَّا السُّجُودَ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَاءِ فَقَمِينٌ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ.
As for bowing, ruku, you should glorify your Lord during performing it. As for prostration, you should do your best to supplicate and ask for more from him, because your supplications during prostration are more worthy to be accepted. The worshipper should also ask his Lord for prosperity, both in this worldly life and in the hereafter, whether it is an obligatory prayer or an optional prayer. The worshipper, while prostrating, should neither bring his hands close to his sides, nor stick his abdomen to his thighs, or his thighs to his legs. The worshipper's arms should be raised up from the ground, because the Prophet, may peace and blessings of Allah be on him, prohibited putting the arms and stretching them on the ground, ordering that, adjust your prostration, keep straight in it, and stretch not your hands on the ground as dogs do. You should raise your head from prostration, saying,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, and lays his left foot flat on the ground and sits upon it, keeping his right foot erected, his hands on his thighs and knees, and says,
رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَاهْدِنِي وَارْزُقْنِي وَعَافِنِي وَاجْبُرْنِي.
O my Lord, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, provide me with your blessings, and console me. The worshipper should feel tranquility during this pause. You must then prostrate again, saying,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, and repeating during this prostration what you did and said in the first prostration. Then the worshipper raises his head, saying,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, taking a pause similar to the pause between the two prostrations. This is called the pause for rest. It is recommended for the worshipper to do such a pause, but there is no sin if he desists from it. Then the worshipper rises up and stands supporting on his knees, or on the ground if he cannot support himself on the knees. He then reads the Fatiha, the opening surah of the glorious Quran, and some other verses of the Quran, and do just as he did in the first rak'ah, the unit of prayer. Those who pray behind the imam should not compete with him in the prayer. Actions as the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said,
إنما جعل الإمام ليؤتم به فلا تختلفوا عليه فإذا كبر فكبروا وإذا ركع فاركعوا وإذا قال سمع الله لمن حمده فقولوا ربنا ولك الحمد وإذا سجد فاسجدوا. الحديث متفق عليه.
commands to be followed. If he says, Allahu Akbar, which means Allah is great, then say the name after him. If he bows in ruku, bow after him. If he says, Sami Allahu Liman Hamida, which means Allah hears him who praises him, then say, Rabbana wa lakal hamd, which means, Our Lord, all praises are for thee. And if he prostrates, then prostrate after him. Now, Rashid, an important question needs much explanation. As the prayer consists of two rak'ah, or two units of prayer, how can we perform them?
If the prayer consists of two rak'ah, or two units of prayer, as the morning prayer, Fajr, feast prayer, Eid, or the Friday prayer, Jummah, the worshipper sits after the second prostration, with his right foot erect, sitting on his left foot laid down, putting his right hand on his right thigh, all his fingers close-fisted, save the index finger, which he uses to point out as a sign for his monotheistic belief. And his left hand is put on his left thigh. There is nothing in this way. If the worshipper keeps both the little and ring fingers closed, while rounding his thumb and middle finger in a ring shape, and uses his index finger to point out as a sign for his monotheistic belief. It has been related that the Prophet, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had practiced both of these ways. Thus, it is advisable for the worshipper to perform the first way once, and the other way on the second time. The worshipper then reads the tashahud while sitting and saying,
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Greetings, prayers, and the good things of life belong to Allah. Peace, mercy, and blessing of Allah be on you, O Prophet. May peace be upon us and on the devout slaves of Allah. I testify that there is no God but Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is his slave and messenger. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his family as you blessed Ibrahim and his family. You are the most praised, the most glorious. O Allah, bestow your grace on Muhammad and his family as you bestowed it on Ibrahim and his family. You are the most praised, the most glorious. After reciting the tashahud, the worshipper asks Allah protection from our four evils. He should say,
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab jahannam wa min adhab al-qabr wa min fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat wa min fitnat al-masih al-dajjal.
My Lord, I ask your protection from torment of the hell, torment of the grave, the trials in lifetime and after death, and from the impostor Antichrist. The worshipper may ask Allah for prosperity in this worldly life and in the hereafter. Supplicate Allah to bestow his favors on his parents and other Muslims. He could do this in both obligatory and optional prayers. It has been reported by Ibn Mas'ud that the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be on him, taught him how to recite the Tashahhud and told him that the worshipper should invoke Allah and ask him for the more beloved wishes he likes. Or, it has been related in other words, the worshipper should ask Allah for whatever he wishes. In this manner, the servant can ask Allah for all the prosperities of this worldly life and the life to come. The worshipper terminates his prayers by turning his face to the right, saying,
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah,
and to the left, saying this salutation, which means, peace and mercy of Allah be on you.
Now, my Sheikh, I want you to shed light on the three rakat of prayer, or the prayer which consists of three units, and also the four rakat of prayer, or the prayer which consists of four units. How can you perform them?
In the case of a three rakat prayer, praying consisting of three units, as that of Maghrib prayer, evening prayer, or four rakat prayer like that of noon prayer, so, Asra prayer, late afternoon prayer, or Isha prayer, night prayer. The worshipper stands up after reciting the Tashahhud, according to the manner stated before, and raises his hands up to the level of his shoulders, saying,
Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar. The worshipper puts his hands over his chest, as it had been explained before, and recites only the Fatiha. There is no objection if he adds to the Fatiha some other verses of the Quran while performing the third or fourth rakat, units of prayer, of noon prayer, Zuhr, because this was stated to be one of the manners adopted by the Prophet, may peace and blessings of Allah be on him, according to the tradition reported by Abi Sa'id. After the third rakah of Maghrib prayer, evening prayer, and the fourth rakah of Zuhr, noon, Asra, afternoon, and Isha, night prayers, the worshipper recites the Tashahhud and terminates his prayers by saying,
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah,
while turning first to the right and second to the left, as it has been explained before.
Now, my Sheikh, do you advise us to do anything after completing the prayer?
It is not an obligatory duty, but it is a recommendable prophetic tradition to invoke Allah after completing the prayer by asking Him forgiveness thrice and saying before turning one's face towards His followers, if He is the Imam,
Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.
O Allah, Thou art peace, and from Thee is peace. Thou art blessed, O possessor of glory and honor. It is also advisable for the worshipper to say,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون.
There is no God but Allah. He is the One. He has no partner. His is the dominion, and to him alone is the praise. He has power over all things. O Lord, none may withhold what you have given, and none may give what you have withheld, and the riches cannot avail a wealthy person with thee. There is no might or power except by the support of Allah. There is no God but Allah, and we do not worship but him alone. To him alone belong all bounties, to him alone belong all grace, and to him worthy praise is accorded. There is no God but Allah, to whom we are sincere in devotion, even though the unbelievers may detest it. It is also advisable to the worshipper to extol Allah 33 times by saying,
Subhanallah.
Praise him by saying,
Alhamdulillah.
33 times also by saying,
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. And the worshipper completes his supplications to be 100 by saying once,
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
There is no God but Allah. He is the One. He has no partner. His is the dominion, and to him alone is the praise. He has power over all things. The worshipper adds to that the recitation of the verse of the throne, Ayat al-Kursi, Surat al-Ikhlas, Surat al-Falaq, and Surat al-Nas. It is recommendable to recite these surah thrice after the Fajr prayer, the morning prayer, and the Maghrib prayer, evening prayer, because this was reported to be one of the traditions of the Prophet. Peace and blessings of Allah be on him. As it has been stated before, all these after-prayer supplications are optional and not obligatory.
Now, my Shaykh, what about the subrogatory prayers?
Every Muslim, whether be male or female, is recommended to pray 12 rakat or supererogatory prayers every day. For these rakat, units of prayers are before noon prayer, two after it, two after Maghrib prayer, two after Isha, night prayer, and two before the morning prayer. These supererogatory prayers are called mawatib, which means certain supererogatory exercises of optional prayers. The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be on him, preserved the performance of these optional prayers wherever he settled. During his travels, he used to practice the two optional rak'ah before the morning prayer
and also the Witr prayer after the Isha prayer. There is no objection to perform these optional prayers in the mosque, but it is better to perform it at home, because the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be on him, said, "The best of prayers are those which are fulfilled at one's home," with exception to obligatory prayers which should be performed in congregation at the mosque. Observance of fulfilling these optional prayers is a means for gaining admission to paradise. The Prophet, may peace and blessing of Allah be on him, said,
من صلى اثنتي عشرة ركعة في يومه وليلته تطوعا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة.
Whoever prays optionally 12 rakat every one day and night, Allah will reward him by an established dwelling in paradise. It is also advisable to the Muslim to pray 4 optional rakat before Asr prayer, afternoon prayer, 2 before Maghrib prayer, evening prayer, and 2 before Isha prayer, night prayer, because this manner was reported to be one of the traditions of the Prophet. Allah, the Almighty, says,
لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
You have indeed the messenger of Allah, an excellent exemplar, and the Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said,
صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي.
Perform your prayer in the same manner as you had seen me doing. Learn the Prophet's manner of performing prayer. Now, repeat after me. Allah is He who is able to render us success and prosperity.
Allah is He who is able to render us success and prosperity.
And may Allah give His blessings and peace to our Prophet Muhammad, son of Abdullah.
And may Allah give His blessings and peace to our Prophet Muhammad, son of Abdullah,
his family,
his companions,
and whoever follows His way till doomsday.
And whoever follows His way till doomsday.